Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost fire.
Holy hands and give God his just due praise. Amen. It goes right there because our loving, kind, almighty God is worthy. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring this true and only living creator, God Almighty. Now, right now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be refreshed and renewed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And words fully can never express the joy, the gratitude that we have for his beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace. He is our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Savior. He is the only one that has the power of life and death over the grave, and then he has blessed us with this beautiful eternal life. It doesn't start when we leave this earthly flesh body and float on a cloud away up into heaven. No, eternal life starts right now, according to Romans 10:9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised this Lord Jesus, our Savior, from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen, amen. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. I can say that because it's true. I have 7 years of proving that to y'all with these anointed and dynamic, gifted, talented gospel artists that send me this amazing music just for your uplift and just for God to get the praise. Fire the gospel experience, your life ignite and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be the victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. For your spiritual nutrition as well as your spiritual consideration, we will be embracing from the book of Matthew, We will be coming from the sixth chapter where our Lord Jesus goes to the very heart when it comes to money. Oh, my God. Yes, I did. I said it. And there is this great desire that some, if not many, have to accumulate it. And at what cost this unbridled pursuit will cause. The Bible declares that money answers all things in Ecclesiastes 10:9, which is true for those with the right spiritual perspective, which is to keep God and his righteousness first and foremost above everything else. We are to let our money serve us and not we serving our money, which will lead to many hurts, according to 1 Timothy 6:9. It's the love of money as the root of all evil, 1 Timothy 6:10, because it places money above where we should always and only place God. We're going to be talking about God or money. And I got some backup. I have Holy Spirit God. I have the Bible, the Holy Word of God. But I also have the man of God here that has a book entitled Making Money God's Way. My very special guest is businessman, pastor, and author of this phenomenal book that we're going to be discussing, Making Money God's Way. Man of God, Pastor Winston Greer is here. And we're going to talk about some of the things I just highlighted in my introduction. We're going to get right down to it, because money, how we handle money, principles of dealing with money, and our spirituality are to be combined harmoniously so that we can honor God with this instrumental vessel called money. Amen. Goes right there. It's going to be beautiful conversation, and you're going to love it. Later on in the broadcast, we will shine our artist spotlight on gospel artist, woman of God, Letitia Walker. Thank you, man of God, Chris King, for always kingdom collaborating with me, sending me these anointed gospel artists so I can shine the artist spotlight on them, on their anointed gospel music ministry. What a wonderful kingdom collaboration we have with the awesome people of God. So we've already had prayer. I invite you right now to call a family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, whoever Holy Spirit God has put in your spirit right now to tune in to this fire gospel experience, because I promise you it's going to light your soul and it's going to give you some inspiration to keep on keeping on in the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Hallelujah.
Strength. renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary.
Yes, in that midnight hour when it seems like you're up pacing the floor. Lord Jesus, why is it so hard for us sometimes to wait on the Lord? Sounds of the Christian Brother starting this gospel experience off that we just going to let Holy Spirit God light a whole new fire over Christian Brothers. Lord Jesus, thank you, woman of God, LaFisha Taylor over there at Millennial Sounds, for sending us this anointed gospel music. I appreciate all of you hardworking managers and producers that work behind the scenes. I don't have no problem with shining the light on y'all every now and then just to let people know that these gospel artists have dedicated people behind them working hard. That is their labor. Everybody don't stand out front. Everybody don't have a microphone. But every part of the body has a necessary function, and I'm saying that to you so that you'll be encouraged, because I promise you, God promised, and he said he has an eye in every corner. Even the dark is light to him, so he sees you. So you just keep on laboring for the Lord. You keep doing what you're doing. Your reward is assured, just as much as those that are up front and that speak loud. Just keep laboring for our Lord Jesus. My special guest is here, man of God, Dr. and Pastor Winston Greer, a speaker, businessman, coach, author of the book that we will be discussing over today's program, as well as I'm sure several other programs, so that we can do it some justified time in really breaking down these principles and the wisdom that this man of God, Pastor Winston Greer, has to share with us, talking about making money God's way. I'm excited. This man of God is coming to us from Thompson, Georgia. He's a Southern man with a Southern spirit, y'all. I was talking to him before the broadcast. I said, Lord Jesus, you sound like them old school preachers that I grew up with back in the day. And I believe he's going to keep it straight and tell it just like it is. So without any further ado, my special guest is here, man of God, Dr. Pastor Winston Greer, is here on this fire gospel experience. Let's go. He's here, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Winston Greer, for joining us on this fire gospel experience. How you doing, man of God?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here today. Thank you for this opportunity.
Man, it is a privilege and a pleasure. I have my copy of your autographed book, Making Money God's Way. And before we went live on the air, this is a subject that seems to be so touchy for so many people that they just avoid it altogether. And here I'm looking at a nice, thickly padded book of information, wisdom, and knowledge that you are sharing with us, not only as your experience as a preacher, pastor, but also as a successful businessman that has gone through the ups and downs of seeking success and achievement in business. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor Greer. Why don't you just share a little bit about yourself, who you are, how you came to be the man of God that you are, and anything that you feel relevant that you want my listeners to know about you as a believer of God, as a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we're just going to get into this issue and this conversation about money and how it relates to us as believers.
Let me say this. I'm a father, three daughters, husband. I'm a preacher child, and that left home when I was in the 10th grade. This book, Making Money God's Way, it talks about me as a business owner, and it talks about me when I left my father's house, when I didn't always make money God's way as well. Because I want people to know that sometimes we don't always get it right. We don't always walk in the right ways. But there's going to be a time in your life where you're going to have to get on the right road. We can't continue to travel down the wrong road and think we're going to get to our destination. And so I'm a person that was a PK. My dad has always taught me right from wrong. But I still strayed away. I'm a prodigal son. And when I came back to God, my father and God was standing with open arms. And I'm just grateful that God gave me a second chance and opportunity. And that's what Making Money God's Way is all about. That's who I am. I just tell my story as a business owner. I tell my story in my own life so that I can be able to help other people.
So
help other people grow.
Yes,
that's what I want to be able to do, just be a blessing to people.
Amen. Amen. Well, that is phenomenal. I'm believing, just from that little bit of introduction that you shared, Pastor Greer, that we could probably have a whole program just on you going through your own self-indulged ways that led you to go astray. I have that in my testimony. I'm sure that we could probably just have a whole broadcast just about how you went through your season, like you said, as the prodigal, but the open arms of our God loving us enough to look over our idle ways is just, that's a sermon right there all by itself. Man of God, let me just introduce this conversation, because money. The Bible talks about, and I'll be discussing this at length later on in the broadcast, that we cannot serve two masters, that either we're going to serve one and hate the other, or we're going to hate the other and serve one. And I'm paraphrasing. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. That's coming from the NIV version of the Bible. Now, what I'd like to just throw at you before we really get into the meat of this conversation is some of those things that we've heard so much. And I'm going to ask you this. What makes the love of money the root of all evil? Because people misquote that. They'll say that money is the root of all evil. I know you've heard people misquote that, haven't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's the thing.
The Bible says it's the love of money. Go ahead, Pastor.
That's exactly what the Bible says. Satan has his own way of trying to keep us where we don't grow. Satan desires to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes, sir.
And he'll take scripture and he'll let us interpreted those scriptures in the wrong way. He'll let us get an understanding of those scriptures in the wrong way by just taking out one word, because he don't want us to prosper. Satan don't want us to prosper. And when it said the love of money is the root of all evil, what it's saying is you don't get away from your godly principles just for money. And I share that book in chapter 2 when I talk about when you walk in integrity, you walk securely. I talk about how when I purchased stolen tires and I thought I was going to advance. I thought I was doing something that would add value to my life, and I fell miserably from doing something that didn't line up with God's words. And so people confuses the love of money, and they feel like, hey, I shouldn't have money. I shouldn't have money because the Bible says money is the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. It's the way that we go about getting it that's the root of all evil. If you're stealing, if you're robbing, if you've done some things like myself, if you've been out there on the street selling drugs, that's what you call the love of money.
Okay.
That's what you call, because you love money so much, you'll do anything to get it.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying? And that's what I did.
Yes,
when I left my father's house, I went on the street and I started selling drugs. I started getting money my own way. I didn't think about what it was doing to people's mind, what it was doing to people's bodies. Only thing I was thinking about, my own selfish desires, and that was to get money. And when you love money so much, you'll do anything. You'll stab somebody in the back. You'll tell a lie on somebody just so they don't get a higher position so you can get it.
Come on.
People do anything for the love of money. And that's what we get really, really confused at.
I'm sorry, sir, but what I hear you saying, Pastor Greer, is that the love of money being the root of all evil actually makes you a puppet for the devil and makes you a puppet for evil doing.
That's exactly what it does. What it does is when you love money so much, it moves you away from God, and you start start being a candidate for Satan. You start doing the things that Satan wants you to do. And that's what Satan wants. The only thing he wants to do is separate you from God. It's been like that from the beginning of time. That's all he wanted Eve and Adam to do is just bite the fruit. And so when you bite the fruit, when you start doing things that don't line up with God for money, now Satan is satisfied because the only thing he wants you to do is just separate you from God.
Jesus, tell the story, sir. Tell it. Amen. That's true. And the delusional part of it is the further that we slip and slide into darkness, the more we become deceived into convincing ourselves that what we're doing is justifiable. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Absolutely. I'm guilty of that. When I went on the street selling drugs, this was my thought was, as an African-American, I got to do this so that I can get a good start, because as black people, we've been taken advantage of. So I made it look like selling drugs was justifiable so that I can get where I need to be.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that is Satan, he's disguising his way. Satan is very evil, and he'll do anything to disguise things to make you feel like what you're doing is right.
Oh, Jesus, that's good. That's good, sir.
That's what the love of money come in. Satan will give you make you think you got a reliable excuse to be doing what you're doing. But you never have an excuse to not do what's right. You never have an excuse to not do what God says do. And we have to always remember that.
Amen. Well, with this book that is, I'm going to highly recommend it. I've started reading it, sir. And I'm just impressed because you have so many scriptural references here, and how you have, I'm going to say, under God's anointing, put these scriptures into a very sensible business platform, which I think only a select few people will be able to do. You got to be called by God to be able to take scriptures, holy scriptures, and then blend them in with some business format philosophies and make them compatible. Here's my question to you. When you started writing this book, you know there's going to be detractors out there. You already know the enemy is not going to sit up here and let you break down some practical spiritual truth to help people wisely handle their finances. But were you at all concerned that your book may be configured with the movement of prosperity teaching and preaching?
I was very concerned about that. I was even concerned so much that I contemplated even changing my title. And the Lord, I began to continue to pray to God, and God began to tell me, hey, do what I tell you to do.
Yes, sir.
Don't let nobody separate you from doing what I tell you to do. Don't change your title to please people. And so when I began to talk to God, and even my coach, my book coach, and that's a very strong title for pastors. And sometimes people don't take that well. They kind of take it as if you're trying to be a show-off, or you're talking about prosperity and different things like that.
Come on.
But I knew what God had told me to do. And yes, I began to just pray about it, and God said, do what I tell you to do. I'm content, because I'm not here to please people. So many preachers and pastors, they don't even preach the sermon that God give them, because they're trying to preach to please people. I'm not here to please people.
Jesus.
I'm here to please God, and I'm here to help people so that they can be who God has called them to be. The only person I'm trying to please is God. And I don't
Come
let
on,
nobody,
preach.
I don't let nobody separate me from the love of God. Paul said, what would you do? Who would you let separate you from the love of God? I don't let nobody separate me from the love of God.
Don't do it.
I'm content with my title. I'm content with what God told me to write in the book. And I'm content that it's going to be a blessing to people, that it's going to be anointed, and it's going to help move people from poverty to prosperity. That's what God has called me to do. I'm not worried about the naysayer. Most of the time, the people that's going to be talking, those are not the people that God has assigned to me anyway. Those are the people that don't want me to prosper anyway. Those are the people that don't want you to listen to the prosper anyway. I don't worry about haters. When Jesus was born, he had the same problem. He had haters talking about him, talking about what he should do on the Sabbath, talking about what he was doing, talking about he didn't have the power. Mm. People are going to talk about you. And guess what?
Yeah.
I hate to be blunt. I do not care. The only person I care about is pleasing God. That's what I'm here on earth to do, and that's please God. And even your listeners need to know this. And the reason why I say that, there are so many people that are going on with their life and not walking in their purpose because they're trying to please everybody but who God has called them to please.
Thank you, sir. You're so right.
We can't worry about what everybody else say. We can't worry about what everybody else say about it. A lot of people don't know this, but when Jesus was born, Jesus had haters when he was born.
Mm-hmm.
He had haters when he was born up until he died.
Yes, he did.
Now, if we're going to say we're Christians, guess what? We're going to have those same experiences. So if people are going to talk about me about, say, this prosperity, this, that, and other, guess what? I'm ready for it because I want to be Christ-like. I'm ready for what people are going to say about me. I'm ready. I'm equipped to handle the haters.
Amen.
Equipped to handle it. If God gave Jesus that power, God's going to do the same thing for me, you, and your listeners.
And not only that, Pastor, but I believe that when we get to a point in our Christian walk and we desire our purpose, we need to be mindful that what we need to do while we're praying for our purpose is to pray for the preparation and the process so that we can be successful in our purpose.
Absolutely. And that's the biggest thing that we have to really look at is the process. A lot of times we don't want to endure the process that it takes to get to the purpose. Mm-hmm. And let me say this. Even my entire time that I was writing my book, man, when I tell you that I went through a difficult season, it's like Satan did not want me to complete this book. Satan did not want me to finish this book. And let me tell you something. Satan was so busy that when I made an announcement that I had a book coming out the following week, Satan sent devils to hack my Facebook page. I had over 7,000 followers that had my Facebook page, and they took my Facebook page down because they hacked my Facebook page and put a bad video up on my Facebook page. But let me tell you something.
I know.
That was a reminder to me that I had done what God had told me to do. When they did that, that encouraged me. Let me tell you something. When people are not talking about you, and when people are not not criticizing you, you better watch what you're doing. But when you're walking in the ways of God and doing what God tells you to do, people are gonna talk. They're gonna criticize you. They're gonna put you over here with T.D. Jakes. They're gonna put you over here with Joel Osteen. They're gonna put you over here with so many different people, and they're gonna try to make you look bad.
I already know. Yeah. The Bible tells us, man of God,
God is going to always prevail.
He's going to always prevail, sir. And you are so correct, because it's in the Bible, Pastor Greer. The Bible says, our Lord Jesus said in John 15:20, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, guess what? They will persecute you. If they have kept the same, they will keep yours also. Do we fully realize, Pastor Greer, that this is spiritual warfare and not just going to church service and Sunday school and Bible study? Do we realize this is spiritual warfare?
People don't realize that's exactly what we're doing. That's why the word of God said, for we wrestle not with flesh and blood. The moment my Facebook page got hacked, I said, I'm dealing with spiritual warfare. I knew that I was putting a book out here that Satan didn't want to flourish. That he didn't want to get out. Because Satan never wants you to go and do what God said do.
No.
Satan never wants you to go and be a blessing to people.
Come on, preacher. You better preach. Here's something else that was in my spirit, sir. I don't know how true this is because I haven't had the resources to research this, but I was baptized at 15. I fell back in my faith at a period of time in my life, and I think from about the time I was baptized, I can recall things happening to me that now I see were really spiritual attacks coming against me. I thought it was just hard luck and it's just the crazy world that we're living in, which is part of it too. But like you said, when we dedicate ourselves to God, there are demons that have assignments against us, just like we have assignments to labor for God. Demons are assigned to us to thwart the work of God that we are doing. So I heard this preacher say that our Lord Jesus preached more on money than he preached on the kingdom of God. I don't know if you've ever heard that. And if you have or not, what would be your thoughts about that if that were true? I can't confirm it, but I'm putting it out there so that somebody out there, yourself and other listeners, might be able to help reference if this is true or not.
I will say that Jesus always was talking about being blessed. He was always talking about prospering. I can't say how many scriptures, but I will say that when I wrote my book, I found at least 300 verses.
Jesus.
That talks about business and money and being blessed and prospering. And I don't think that that's a coincidence. My dad used to tell me, son, you don't need money in heaven. He said, but don't fool yourself. You need it down here on earth. You need it down here on earth so that you can be a blessing to other people, so that you can be a blessing to the kingdom. How can we help somebody else if we're not in a position where we can help ourselves?
Amen.
How can we do for the poor if Jesus always was talking about doing for the poor? It's hard to do for the poor
always.
If you can't do for yourself.
Amen.
And so this is important that we remember that God wants us to prosper. He even the word of God said, beloved, I wish above all things. Now this verse is strong to me. The Bible said, I wish above all things that you prosper.
All things.
I wish above all things that you prosper. And be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Now this is what God began to show me with that verse. He said, more than anything, I want to see you prosper. I want to see you prosper in your finances. I want to see you prosper in your spiritual walk. I want to see you prosper in your physical life, even as your soul prosper. I want to see you prosper. I want more than anything that for you to prosper. And we can't forget that. We can't allow people to say that, hey, if you love money, if money is the root of all evil, that's pulling you away from God. No. If you're doing things according to the will of God, God's going to give you favor. God's going to connect you with the right people. And in the process, God's going to allow you to prosper. God is going to allow you to prosper.
Amen. Amen. We have to trust what the word of God tells us. And when we fully start to understand that in spiritual warfare, it involves tactics and strategies. That's why we have imposters that look like wheat, but they living like tares, that will come in with a foreign gospel. So when they come in with anything other than what thus says the word of God, we can identify them as potential perpetrators to the genuine faith. And what I'm saying is, Pastor, is that this idea of prosperity preaching and teaching has come to confound the masses, be they believers or unbelievers, in regards to money. And when scandal hits and when greed becomes apparent, that makes people ask the question, or rather, let me say this, make the statement, Pastor Greer, that all that preacher wants and all that church wants is your money. Now, when people say this, spread this, and think this, what that does is it makes people want to clutch their money tight and not be givers. What are your thoughts, sir, when you hear people say, all the church wants, all the pastor wants is your money?
What I believe is that is just another strategy that Satan uses to keep people away from church. That's just another tactic that Jesus, we got to remember that the word of God said, Satan is very, very skillful. He's very, very skillful. He'll design any kind of way to deceive you and keep you away from God. Now, here's what I say. People always talk about, when I was younger and I used to go out to the club, people will always say, that club, they always have shooting going on, and they be doing this over there at that club, or this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It never stopped me from going.
Come on.
it never stopped me from going. So the moment somebody hears something about this pastor or just taking their money, or this pastor is doing this, it stopped them from going to church.
Yeah.
They don't go no more. Now here's the thing. Now, if it was a really, really bad club and I felt like I stood a chance of losing my life, guess what? I would stop going to that club, but I'll find me a better club to go to. This is what I want to say to the audience. If you have a problem with that pastor, bet your pastors. Bet those pastors and make sure they're standing on the word of God. I don't see nothing wrong with betting those pastors and making sure that they're doing right and being good stewards over the money and being good stewards over that congregation and that church. And if you feel in your spirit that God's not leading you there, then find somewhere else to go. But don't allow what he's doing to pull you away from God. See, you don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. This goes back to the beginning. You don't let nothing separate you from the love of God, not even the pastor. If there's a pastor out there that's deceiving people, taking their that money, guess what? The Lord is going to deal with him in due season. But he don't stop my walk with God. He don't separate me from God.
No, sir.
I just got to find another church to go to, like I had to find another club to go to.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And so we got to remember that. We can't allow Satan to do things like that so that it pull us all the way away from being who God has called us to be and connecting to God so that we can make our way to the main place, and that's to get to heaven.
Amen, amen. What I try to make people aware of is that there is a spiritual realm called heaven and the atmospheres, and then there's the earth realm, which we see. The heavenly realm to us is invisible, but nevertheless, it still exists. The earth realm is visible, but those demonic forces are invisible to the human eye. So what these demoniacs do is they are assigned to observe and watch us to see patterns of our behavior to try to get an understanding of what's on the inside. See, the Bible declares that our Lord Jesus was able to read thoughts while he was here in earthly form. And we know that God is able to read our minds before we even think it. Demoniacs don't have that ability. They will mimic and imitate the powers of God. So what they do is they have legions of demons to observe our behavior to try to create a resume of what we like and what we don't like. When they see that we're holding on tight and clutching our purse and our wallets, all they have to do is send scandal, send lies and false information about the preacher just wants your money. Now, that's all the encouragement that they needed to hear, Pastor. So now that's a confirmation that they need to keep hold of their money, or maybe give them that same old rusty $10 bill, $5 bill that they give all the time, because they have not made a commitment to live by faith. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. I'm going to get your take on this, Pastor. We're going to get into your book. We're going to talk about your book, Making Money God's Way, starting with chapter 1. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will succeed. You're being blessed right here by this wonderful conversation by this man of God, Dr. Pastor Winston Greer, on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Right now, here's woman of God, Afton Tustin. We haven't heard from this woman of God in a while, but let me let y'all know she's here and she's back to let us know and give us this very, very profound message about when you see God moving in your life. Lord Jesus, it just makes you want to go run and tell somebody. Hallelujah.
Listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. We are Fire, the gospel experience, your evangelistic outreach, internet radio station, radio projection, telling people about the goodness of our God and sharing strong testimony. Thank you, woman of God, Afton Tustin, for letting us know that we run, Bible declares, as the deer runs after the water brook, so my heart panic after you, Lord. And what we're discussing now is the heart when it comes to our finances, to our money, to our pursuit of wealth and prosperity. Sometimes it may lead you into disarray. It may lead you into deceit and self-deception and cause great pain in a person's life. I'm here with my special guest, Dr. Pastor Winston Greer, to share from his book, Making Money God's Way. Chapter 1 is telling us that all we have to do is commit your work to the Lord and your plans will succeed. There's no coincidence that you chose that particular comment and thought and scriptural principle to your first chapter, man of God, Pastor Greer. Why don't you go ahead and start introducing us to what it means when we commit our ways unto the Lord so that we can learn how to successfully make money God's way.
Committing your work to the Lord is just saying that, Lord, I want my business to operate in the direction that you want it to go. It's about first seeking the kingdom of God and watching God open up doors for everything else. When I first started my business, I had a good idea, and I didn't seek God for no direction. I went my own way, and because of that, I failed. Because my business, God wasn't my foundation. And what I want people to understand is when you get ready to start your business and go out there in the world, make sure God is your foundation. Because if your foundation is not firm, the building will fall.
Okay.
And so when you build your business and commit it to God, commit your work to the Lord, you're building it on a firm foundation. And when you build it on a firm foundation, I don't care how much the wind blows. I don't care how many recessions come. I don't care how many pandemics come. I don't care how high the inflation gets. When you build it on a firm foundation, the storms of life can come, the wind can blow, but when you rooted and grounded, when your business is rooted and grounded, to walk it and commit it to the Lord, when you rooted and grounded and commit to the Lord, can't nothing stop you. I've been through recession. I've been through inflation. I've been through pandemic. And I don't care. And let me tell you something. I've done this with less money than my competition. I've done this with less customers than my competition. I've done this with less connections than my competition. But because I have a firm foundation, I've seen some of them walk away and close their doors in the midst of recession. I've seen some of them close their doors in the midst of the pandemic. I've seen some of them close their doors when inflation got so high. But because I have built my business on a firm foundation, I'm still standing. I'm still standing, and I shall not be moved because I'm committed to God, and my business is also.
Amen. Amen. I know that's right. Amen. So when you started looking at, and I'm going to say looking, but I'm saying being led by Holy Spirit God to pull these referential scriptures together to substantiate what you're thinking. Because it's one thing, Pastor Greer, for me and you to write books. I've been blessed to write 2 books or share in Bible study or Sunday school. But when we bring the accompanying anointed, powerful word of God as our reference, that gives backbone to what we're saying. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You chose Joshua 1:8. You said, but you shall meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then, hello, you will make your way prosperous, and then you will make good success. What I noticed and pulled from that scripture verse, Dr. Greer, Joshua 1:8, first, you have to keep the law, the word of God, and then it has to proceed out of your mouth, but then we have to observe to do it. I think that's the part where we may be coming up short, the application of God's word.
Absolutely. The word of God says, be hearers of the word, but not just hearers only. Also be doers. In other words, we got to obey God's word. It's important that we obey God's word and allow God to direct our steps. And when we allow God to direct our steps, God said, "When I give you the desires of your heart, if it's your desire for your business to prosper, I give you the desires of your heart because you're seeking me, because you're committed to me. And let me tell you something. I haven't always been committed to God.
Yes,
and
sir.
I failed miserably. I failed miserably because I wasn't committed. I didn't put a plan together. I planned my business without God. And here's the thing.
Don't get on it.
Here's the thing what's so funny about this. We like to plan our business and plan our life and plan our strategy, plan our marriage. We try to plan so much without God. And then when it blows up in flames, we run to God and we want God to save it.
Yes, sir.
Why not just build it on that foundation from the beginning?
There you go.
Woo! And that's what I did. I planned my business without God, and then I had to go to God. So God, bail me out of my mess.
I've been there.
When I should have just humbled myself from the beginning and said, Lord, what would you have me to do? What direction you want me to take? What is it that you want me to do for you and my business? See, let me tell you something. When I started my business, it was all about me. It wasn't about God. I wasn't committing my work to the Lord. It was all about me.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about how much money I could make. It was all about my own prosperity. It was all about trying to fill my bank account. It was all about me. It wasn't about God. It was all about me. And because my business, from the beginning of my business, was all about me, guess what? I failed because it was all about me. I didn't commit my work to the Lord.
Come on.
And then I went to God and said, God, Lord, what am I doing wrong? God said, you built your business and you didn't include me in the plan.
Wow.
And so I want to encourage people to include God in your plan. Include God in your life. Include God in your marriage. Include God in whatever it is that your heart desires. Don't forget. Let me tell you something. If we miss this step, all hell is going to break loose.
Jesus. Come on, preacher.
We got to make sure we don't miss this step. That's why I started this chapter with commit your work to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Let me tell you something. When you start with God and you trust God, God said, I'll direct your path.
Amen.
Regardless of what it looks like, God said, I'll direct your path. And let me tell you something. When God directing your path, you don't have nothing to worry about. Why? Because he said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. even as your soul prospers. So if you allow me to have the steering wheel, let me tell you something. I'm going to make sure you get where you need to be.
Jesus. That's a word. That sounds
make
like
sure that you commit
God
your work
saying,
to the Lord.
If you, it sounds like, Pastor Greer, to me that God, who makes so many wonderful promises to us that we seem to leave on the table like God don't mean what he say. What I heard you just say, what Holy Spirit God just told me just right now is that if we do the things that God say do, if we speak the things that God say speak and apply them to our life, I will partner with you. I will co-sign with you. I will make your way prosperous where all the devils in hell, no matter the storm, no matter the season of economics, you will succeed. Why? Because we are representing Almighty God. Jesus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying. What I'm saying in so many words is I'm saying what Matthew 6 and 33 says. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
Woo! Oh, Jesus. That's the real, I told
people
you.
People don't realize that scripture is a cause and effect sentence. Because you seek God first, because you commit your work to the Lord and his righteousness, the effect is all these things shall be added to you. I give you your heart desire.
Come on.
And let me say something. When you see this scripture, it says all these things with an S.
Everything.
Whatever it is your heart desire, God said, I'll give it to you.
That's right.
God didn't put anything specific.
Amen.
If you need healing, if you need a financial breakthrough, if you need deliverance, if you need a solid husband or wife, God said, all these things I'll add to you.
Yes, sir.
In other words, God said, put me first, and I'm giving you a blank check that you can cash anywhere you want to go. Cash.
Amen. Amen. Before I let you go, because I told you once we get into this conversation, the time is going to fly by, but I can't let you go without sharing from the parable that our Lord Jesus shared in Matthew 25:14-30 about the Lord that gave certain amounts of talents to his servants for them to use wisely. But as we know the story, one had five, one had two, and one had one. Now, the first two servants, one that had five, he was dutiful, and he received five talents when the master returned. And the master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And he told the same thing to that second servant that had two talents. But the one servant who refused to apply the principles that you are talking about and that the Word of God has already written about how to handle finances, basically how to handle faith in God in regard to your finances, he hid his. So before you go, sir, I need you to share and help us as listeners understand that everybody don't have the same amount of talents, but we're responsible for what we do have.
Absolutely. What that chapter is, it talks about being responsible with what God has gave you. The Word of God is clear. Be faithful with a few things, and I'll make you ruler
over
many.
Yes, sir.
A lot of times,
that's good.
We're not faithful with the little that we have.
Right.
And sometimes we have faith, but we're not putting in enough work. And we see this in that particular scripture. Everybody that had those talents put in a little bit of work. But the one that had the one talent, what he done is he went and buried his. And and when the master come back, he still had the same thing. He wasn't putting it in the work. And Jesus took, and the master took what he had because he hadn't put in no work. This is what I want to tell people. If you're sitting around waiting on God to drop something out of the sky, it ain't going to happen. I don't care how much faith you have, it's not going to happen. The Bible says faith without works is dead. Faith without works is useless. Yes, of course we need to have faith in God. Yes, of course we need to have faith in God. But we also have to put into work. All of those wise men put in some work except for that one. And because he didn't put it in the work, the master took what he had. Let me tell you something. As a person, as a businessman, whatever it is that your goal is, what it is, whatever it is that you're trying to do as an entrepreneur, you got to put in some work. You can have
That's
faith,
true.
But you also have to put in some work. So that's just a reminder to people that, and see, let me tell you something. When we're not putting in work, we're not being responsible.
That's true. That's true. You're telling the truth, Pastor. Man of God, we so appreciate you. I am looking forward to engaging you in this ongoing conversation. We're just going to go ahead and call it a series with Dr. Pastor Winston Greer on Making Money God's Way, and however many programs, episodes it's going to take on this Fire Gospel Experience so that we can thoroughly go through this book. I want to see it fly off the bookshelves. I know you said in your prayer, and I was not asked by the man of God to share this, but it was so appropriate. It was so poignant when he made a comment on my Facebook page about our upcoming engagement. It just blessed my heart because the man of God, he just plain and simple, he gave a word of prayer for the Facebook promotional that I put on my Facebook page, Ronnie Jefferson, and it says, "Dear Lord, move in this interview and guide my tongue. As you speak through me, allow me to do things your way and bring people closer to you." This interview is not even about, this interview is not about me, even if people don't purchase my book. Come on. Let this interview be pleasing in your sight and bring glory to your mighty name. Amen. And I want you to know, man of God, that you are the first person that has ever done that in my 7 years of broadcasting. I have a greater respect for you because you're so right. It's not about making the New York bestseller Times list. If God gives us that privilege, wonderful. If this book is translated in different languages and go around the world, wonderful. If this book brings you an increase in finances for the labor that you're doing, wonderful. We give God all the praise. But if it doesn't, we are motivated to be good and faithful stewards, just like our Lord Jesus talked about in Matthew 25:14-30 that you pointed out. That is where the true riches lies. When our God looks upon our lives and smiles and says, "Well done, good and faithful steward." Man of God, I appreciate you. I will be in contact
with
you.
Thank you.
So we can get these upcoming episodes scheduled because it is provocative, it is profound, and it is timely. It is so very necessary that the people of God, starting from the pulpit all the way back to the back pew, start representing and speaking what the Word of God says, and then we be willing and committed to stand strong and stay there. I'm old school. They told me if you can't say it twice, you shouldn't have said it the first time. That means I'm not afraid to repeat what I know to be true, especially when it comes to "Thus Says the Lord." How can you be reached? Because there's going to be people listening to this broadcast, man of God, that's going to want you to come to their church and preach and teach and have a book signing promotional. How can you be reached? And share with us when you do your Facebook Lives. I went on your page, and this man of God is breaking down Word of God on his Facebook page. When do you broadcast? If you have a specific date and time so that my listeners can continue to be fed by your ministry as well as by this new book, Making Money God's Way, and also finding where this book can be purchased, sir.
My book can be purchased on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Everywhere books are sold, my book can be purchased. You can also go to www.makingmoneygodsway.com. If you would like to book me for a speaking engagement, for a Wealth and Kingdom workshop, whatever it is that you would need me for, you can also go to my website, www.winstongreer.com. That's www.winstongreer.com. Greer, GRIER.com. I'm also available on Facebook, WG Ministries. I'm on Twitter as Pastor Winston Greer. And I'm also has a business page also as Winston Greer on Facebook. So you can find me anytime on website. If you just type in Winston Greer on Google, Bing, and you'll be able to find all of my platforms. You'll be able to find me. I appreciate this opportunity. I hope I have said something to encourage your audience. I hope I have said something to encourage you. And I hope I have been the person that God has called me to be. I appreciate this opportunity.
Amen. You have certainly blessed us thoroughly. And listeners, we only touched on chapter one. There are 11 more chapters to go. So by the time we get through this book, you all, and myself included, certainly will be spiritually fed with a brand new financial perspective and outlook, because God has anointed this man of God, Dr. Winston Greer, to come and share with us much needed wisdom. Man of God, you keep doing what you're doing. If there's anything that I could do to support you in the work that you're doing, just put my name down and then let me know what you need, because I'm there with you, brother. I roll like that. When I meet somebody that's dedicated and committed to God, I don't put a whole lot of red tape and hurdles in the way. I just say, let me know what I need to do, and I will be there, because I'm old school, just like that. Thank you, man of God. We appreciate you coming in and letting us know about this wonderful new book, Making Money God's Way, and, of course, you as a man of God in ministry. Looking forward to having you come back. Man of God, Dr. Winston Greer, y'all, he was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Don't worry, he'll be back. Yes, he will. Amen, 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 amen. Man of God, Dr. Winston Greer, my prayer for you is that God will continue to keep on keeping on building you up and giving you fresh new insights for a continuation of your book. And if these books become a movie, I want a front row seat. I'll buy my own popcorn if you'll give me extra butter. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. We're about to shine our artist spotlight on Woman of God, Leticia Walker. Yeah, she's here, y'all. She's waiting in the wings. We about to get lit up in here, up in here. She's got new music, y'all. Lit from within. Talking about that Spirit of God that moves from the inside out. Don't you know that if Holy Spirit God moves in you and you try to do like Jeremiah explained, trying to keep it to yourself and hold it in? Oh, you don't want to hurt yourself. It's going to be like fire. Shut up with your bones. But right now, here's the man of God, Perkins and Envision. Because listen, to be able to be responsible disciples of our Lord Jesus, God the Father, Jesus Savior, Redeemer, Messiah, and Holy Spirit God, we have to have certain decrees in our life. We have to draw the lines of who we are that we will not cross, because we honor God. It's not about just trying to be churchy, trying to impress somebody with memorization of scriptures, or trying to put on this pious attitude and presentation. It's about having made vows to God so that as I grow, it's from the inside out, with the Holy Word of God and not the outside in. Sometimes you just have to make a vow to the Lord and then keep it and watch God move.
Let me tell you this.
It's only by your sustaining and keeping power that even when we have the best of intentions on keeping and making these vows, we're still dependent on you, Father God, to do what we can never do on our own. I heard somebody say that they said that God will not do what we can do, but he will do those things that we can't. It's a balance. It's called intimate relationship with our creator. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. Sounds of Perkins and Envision talking about I Made a Vow. We are in the segment of our Fire Gospel Experience where you gifted and talented musicians, gospel artists, quintet choirs, solo artists come in and let me shine a spotlight on y'all. Let me take you beyond your local understanding and presentation about your ministry and move you to higher heights if you're willing. If you are ready and prepared to get further into the battlefield of this spiritual warfare and let God use you in tremendous ways. You may never make top 10 Billboard. You may not never win a Grammy. You may not never win any other of those Dove Awards. But if the Lord is looking down on your life, and you are ministering from your whole heart, mind, and soul, God will reward you with his favor. God will reward you with his blessing, which is far greater than anything like the Bible says that may rust or wear out. We are trying to build up substantial credentials in heaven. Anything extra is just a blessing. This woman of God is here, and I am excited to have her come and share with us those things that God has put into her life, and boy, you all are going to really, really enjoy this wonderful new project and song that she has. I'm trying to tell y'all, I am so excited to have this woman of God come in and share with us about how, I already got a feeling, y'all, I really do, about how this wonderful title of a song talking about lit from within. This woman of God is going to share with us, I promise you, an understanding that only she can bring. So without any further ado, this woman of God is here with us on this Fire Gospel Experience to share in our Shine Artist Spotlight. Without any further ado, woman of God, Leticia Walker, is here on Fire Gospel Experience. Blessings, woman of God, Leticia Walker, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience as we shine this artist spotlight on you. How are you doing today, woman of God?
I'm doing great, thank you. And you?
Amen. Amen. I'm doing fabulous. I'm doing fantastic. I am truly blessed and highly favored. For me, that's not just a saying. That is the testimony of my life and I'm living. Why don't you introduce yourself to the listening audience and tell us a little bit about yourself? When did you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and this wonderful gospel music ministry? Tell us about how all of these things came to pass.
Well, I've actually been involved in the church since I was a child. My mother made sure of that. And as you grow in Christ and you get older and you learn more, and you make decisions for yourself. And I decided a long time ago that Jesus was my personal Savior and that there was a message that had to get out to the world because so many people are missing the message. Sometimes they hear the music, they don't get the message. And I wanted to find a way to get the message to people using music that they might enjoy hearing. Not everybody likes the same kind of music. But I think as you grow in your ministry, once I realized that God wants me to tell everybody about him, and I realized I could help others by telling them what God has done for me. And that's actually what Lit From Within is all about. I had a fire in me from the time I was a child, you know, and it was all about music, even in church. You know, I knew that God had given me a gift. I didn't know what to do with it, how exactly to use it, but I knew it was important. And one day I found that I could lift the spirits of others through music. And I went on to direct some church choirs, in which that was kind of always my theme. And then recently, I decided to make this CD because, frankly, I promised God that I would. You know, I've done some secular things and popular things, but I had never expressed my faith in a whole album. And one of my other albums did have a church song on Operator. But this album is dedicated to the message of love and forgiveness. And it's important to me that everybody get that message.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's a wonderful song, and I love the rhythm. I love the music behind it. I love the uplifting beat behind it, because like you said, all music, and that includes praise and worship music, church music, if you will, doesn't have to all have the same format, have to have the same sound. So, listeners, we about to get lit from within with my special guest on my Shine Artist Spotlight from Woman of God.
Let your light shine.
My Lord, my Lord. That's how you do it, James. Yes, indeed. My special guest woman of God, Letitia Walker, is here on this Fire Gospel Experience, and I shine out a spotlight, and that's how you do it, woman of God. You have to be lit from it within. Do you have any other projects in the works? What's going on with your ministry right now?
At the moment, we're actually getting ready to start a second CD, sort of a companion with this, because we have found that the CD is doing well, and people seem to like the jazz fusion with the sacred theme. So I'm going to continue to share God's word and lift people's spirits through music.
Amen. Well, that's a wonderful plan, and we just are just applauding what you are doing here now, and looking forward to continue to provide you with much more airplay on this platform, Fire the Gospel Experience. If you send it, I promise you, I will be playing it for you. And if you'd like to come back and visit with us and sit in on our first hour, where we have a little bit more time dedicated for our special guest, I would love to have you come back and just let you just share whatever it is that you want the people of God to know about you, so that your music ministry, so that your ministry as a disciple of Christ can continue to grow, and then you'll find yourself being an honorable vessel to God and a fruitful branch. That is my heart desire. How can you be contacted for a booking? There's going to be upcoming events going on in our brand new 2023 year of gospel events, concerts, women's retreats, what have you. So how can you be reached for booking? And then tell us about how my listeners can continue to follow you and support you on social media. And certainly we want to know, where can your music be downloaded?
Well, I am on almost all the major available music platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, and the like. And my website is www.letitiawalker.com, and there you will find all kinds of information about what I've been up to and what I'm doing. Also, there's an email address that's available where you can write to me for whatever information you'd like. Also, I have a link tree that is circulating all over the place. So I'm easy to find. Google me, I'm there. I would just like to close by saying, God saves my life every day. And I need everyone to know that God saves them every day too. They may not realize it. And I think that that's an important message, that no matter where you are in life, God is there with you. And I want people to understand that.
Amen. Well, that is a profound and a very impactful word that is muchly appreciated. I pray that myself, I have received that into my spirit to enrich my soul, my heart, my mind, and I believe my listeners will do the same. My prayer for you, young lady, woman of God, Letitia Walker, that God will continue to move in your spirit for success and for a impactful ministry all of your days. That is my prayer for you, that God will keep you, cover you, and continue to lead and guide you. I appreciate you. Looking forward to having you come back whenever you're ready. I'll be ready for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Amen. Woman of God, gospel artist, Letitia Walker, y'all, letting y'all know it's all about being lit from within. Yes, it is. Yes, indeed. And that's why this Fire Gospel Experience is here, so that you can stay lit from within, so that that profound testimony that you have can go out into the world like our Lord Jesus gave a commission. He said, take this gospel into Jerusalem, into Judea, into the uttermost parts of the earth, and that's what we're doing until he decides to come back. Or until our time, our life assignment is done here, it's all about sharing the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, like man of God, Lamar Brown is going to let you know when you do that, then God is going to be sending his blessing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Throughout these trying times, like my grandmama always taught me, she said, son, the quickest way to get more from Jesus is to tell him thank you for what he already gave you. So how many of y'all know he's been sending blessings?
I was lost in a world of sin. Jesus quickly pulled me in. Since that day, I can say he's been sending blessings my way.
True story.
Y'all just blessed. I ain't bragging. I'm just telling the truth. Tell it like it is, because we serve a God that specializes in blessings, but he ain't just out here just trying to pour out blessings for no reason. He's looking for those that are willing to give complete honesty, integrity, and transparency throughout all the phases of our life. Yes, we have those seasons when we come up short. Sometimes we get caught up and making the wrong decisions. We're still in these fleshly bodies. We have to persevere and mortify our bodies so that we can use them as temples that are desirable for Holy Spirit God to reside in. Sounds of man of God, Lamar Brown. Thank you, thank you, thank you for letting us know that God does indeed send those blessings. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Matthew, verses chapter 6 and 24, which says, reading from the NIV version of the Bible, that no man, no one, no woman, no child can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Ah, yes. The freedom to make choices. As many may choose to reluctantly decline this great freedom as a created privilege from the Almighty One, God, it is a function uniquely tied to us humankind who are made in the very likeness and image of God. Likeness and imagery is a form of representation of the Creator being passed down to the creation, you and I. So, as to fully appreciate our great expressional freedom of this power and adjunct responsibility and consequences of choice, we need to stay mindful of the adjacent blessings and or curses that are inherent when God provides us with these wonderful choices. Matthew 6 and 24 says, no one can serve two masters. When God speaks from the Bible regarding serving, this is for the indication of one's greater purpose. The Bible declares what is the whole benefit, knowledge, purpose, and well-being of every God-created soul. Micah 6 and 8 makes it plain. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with God? Walking humbly with God means God is the utmost and highest relational priority of our total lifespan and dedication. There can be only one and nothing that could, should, or would ever come between this ideology. Nothing. There cannot be one. Matthew 22 and 37 says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. So what about this master calling money, or King James Version of the Bible calls it mammon, money, same thing. What is it? And why is it that the money has been so highly elevated that our Lord Jesus has specified it in the same category as with the Almighty One, God himself, saying you can't serve two masters, God or money? Well, it's called division. When there is not the total commitment and life requirement to God, there is room for slippage and also double-mindedness that leads to a wayward unfaithfulness resulting in unfruitfulness. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. Money, mammon, because the distractional ditch on the side of the road where we are warned in the Holy Bible to not look to the left or to the right. Deuteronomy 5 and 32 bears this as a witness. You shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. You shall not turn aside. Do it. Don't turn. When you look, you're subject to slip and turn to the right hand or to the left. And the Bible warns that those who pursue riches unintentionally draw pain, disappointment, and sorrow to themselves. 1 Timothy 6 and 9 says, but they that will be rich. He didn't always say that that are rich, but they that even will be, want to be rich, fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful loves, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Why? Because greedy people are targeting the wealth and riches of others. They set snares, traps, scandal, extortion, seduction, temptation, and many other ungodly means to take away their wealth. Then there is the power of the riches themselves. It's been said that when people acquire riches and wealth, that whatever is in them, their wealth will bring it out, be it good or bad. 1 Timothy 6 and 10 says, for the love of money, not money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. It is through this craving that some have been led astray and have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves through with many acute mental pains, reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. So the root of the matter lies in the heart. Where God isn't present in a person's heart, any and all sorts of evil can and will be conjured forth. Proverbs 4 and 23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And we're talking about God or money here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Who is sitting on the seat of your life? Please don't let it be those riches that have wings and that can fly away. Before you know it, you'll look up and all that money that you was trying to hold on to will be gone. Woman of God, Ashley Renee is letting you know that you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to pursue it because God will supply. Amen, woman of God. Yes, he will.
Hello, I am Lady Rochelle. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience with my brother Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry Warriors Talk would uplift your spirit and give you new strength. And for more inspiration, you can tune in to Warriors Talk on UrbanBroadcastMedia.com every Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. Remember, it's all about kingdom building.
Yes, it is. That's what it's all about. And this woman of God, Lady Rochelle Dotson Matheny, has a tremendous, tremendous testimony about how God delivered her from several bouts of cancer. And she's here with us testifying in good spirits and in good health. Be sure and tune in to her broadcast, her platform, Warriors Talk. Go to her Facebook page, Lady Rochelle Dotson Matheny, and join her on her broadcast for some good inspiration. If you have not had to worry about this particular ailment and disease of cancer, then listen and get some encouragement, because you never know. God may send you on that assignment to be there to be a support and a blessing for someone else that may be going through it. We always want to try to make ourselves ready and prepared for whatever Holy Spirit God is leading us into. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we are sharing with you from the book of Matthew, chapter 6 and verse 24, where we are sharing about God or money, something most people would wish you would mind your business about. We'll talk about understanding that riches can create a sense of arrogance and insensitivity toward others. Money can lead people to discourtesy, impoliteness, and all our rude behavior. When riches has inflated certain egos to believe that they are above common people that don't have their wealth. Say, for example, our Lord gave the illustration in Luke 12:15 through 21, where he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possessed. I remember leaning on that particular scripture when I didn't have all the material blessings that I'm blessed with now. Verse 16 says, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my food. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him in verse 20, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whom shall those things be which thou hast provided? Verse 21, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And then finally, you cannot serve both God and money. Our self-centered thinking will place riches, wealth, and money as our God, where we bow down to it and stay awake sleepless nights attempting to guard what God actually allowed us to have. This is time spent that is taken away from serving, worshiping, and praising God, where we are called to be witnesses of the gospel of our Lord Jesus the Christ. We have allowed the attainment of wealth to draw us back across the enemy lines of the devil, when we forsake to seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Ultimately, having wealth gives the illusion that we are a god unto ourselves, the most deceitful trick of the devil, intertwined with the unregenerated mind of men and women. I pray that it never be so among the true people of God. And I certainly believe that it never will, because we are a chosen generation where God will not let even we ourselves disrupt us from his divine plans for our lives, not even for all the riches of this world. Matthew 12 and Matthew 16 and 26 says, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Many, many amens go right there, talking about God or money. And I do believe we've made the right choice when we've set God in his rightful place over our lives to be there for us as we are always being blessed by God Almighty. I want to thank my special guest for coming in with such profound teaching, with such profound commitment in his voice. You could just hear it ringing as he was speaking and sharing his testimony. I can imagine he was having flashbacks in his mind just as he was simply sharing about the time that he went through as he was learning how to make money God's way. Talk about none other than Dr. Pastor Winston Greer was here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And we look forward to having him come back and share with us more of this profound wisdom of how God has blessed him and given him this wonderful, wonderful insight to share with us. Amen. And thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, Leticia Walker, for coming in on our Shine Out of Spotlight and sharing her testimony of truth. I thank God for you, people of God, and the ministry that you have. And I'd like to just share one final thought, if I may. One final word. Minding your own business will get you gold. But mining in other people's business will get you told. There's a difference between minding and mining. So keep minding your own business and get that gold so that you won't be mining other people's business and then get told. Straight up, told. I want to bless you all with woman of God, Margie Heath, because I promise you, when God is kept first in our lives, seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, God will bless us, and all we have to do is just ask God to hold our hand. Y'all be blessing the Lord Jesus until he comes. Keep laboring. Keep God first. And be a witness to the words that are being preached in the scriptures and in your churches from your pastor. And if you don't have a church and a pastor, ask and pray and ask God to send you one so that you can get in with the collective body of believers and then live for him and give your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul for the love of God and for the inspiration that Holy Spirit God will give you as he leads and guides. So until next time, you all be blessed. I pray that God will increase you with grace, favor, and blessing so that you will be able to show the world just through your living how you hold God's hand like woman of God, Martin Heath does, and then how God pours out tremendous blessings. Bless y'all. In the beautiful name of Jesus, I say.
When my world is spinning out of control, I can't hold on. I need you.
should have been a monster. Should have been a monster.